USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an upcoming Fox News Sunday interview, President Donald Trump showed some support for facial coverings to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said don't wear a mask. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good.
Texas has joined California, Florida, and New York in a group that no state wants to be a part of, those with over 300,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. It topped the benchmark today by shattering its single-day record of new COVID cases with 14,700 in one day, also topping its single-day record of deaths with 149. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she is receiving chemotherapy for a reoccurrence of pancreatic cancer but has no plans to retire from the Supreme Court. The 87-year-old, who has four earlier bouts with cancer, including pancreatic last year, said her treatment so far is succeeding in reducing the lesions on her liver and she'll continue the chemotherapy sessions every 2 weeks. She said, "I will remain a member of the court as long as I can do the job full steam." Ginsburg, who was appointed by President Clinton in 1993, is the senior liberal justice on a court that leans conservative by a 5-4 margin. After weeks of wrangling, the Pentagon is banning displays of the Confederate flag on military installations in a carefully worded policy. It was signed by Defense Secretary Mark Esper, and the memo lists the types of flags that may be displayed at military installations, and the Confederate flag is not among them, thus barring its display without using the word ban. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A historic civil rights leader has passed away, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Civil rights leader C.T. Vivian, a very close associate of the late Dr. Martin Luther King during his crusade for racial equality, has died at 95. Family members confirm he passed away in Atlanta early Friday. Vivian, a black Baptist minister, was one of King's staunchest supporters and most effective aides with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference during the 1960s, as the organization spearheaded a nonviolent campaign to end segregation in the South. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama in November of 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With fewer than 4 months before the 2020 general election, the United States is not seeing the same scale of cyber threats as it did in the last election. Compared to where things were in 2016, Chris Krebs, the director of Homeland Security, says we're not seeing that level of coordinated, determined cyber activity from any adversary. U.S. election cybersecurity has improved considerably since early 2017, when Homeland Security first reclassified elections as critical infrastructure. Tebs touted his agency's work with state and local election officials, such as convincing many to install sensors that monitor for potentially malicious cyber activity. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.